This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From last night's shopping mall, Alabama. A fair amount of people involved in some kind of a fracas over what appears to be clothing.
What parts of Alabama?
Hoover, Alabama.
That must be the Galleria.
That's correct. The River Chase Galleria Mall.
Yep.
So, pretty big crowd here, pushing, shoving, cops get involved. The story coming from TMZ.com, Black Friday living up to its reputation as the most dangerous shopping day of the year. By the way, it is Free Talk Live here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And yes, we are here live on Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. And because it is the biggest shopping day of the year, the crowds are as large as they can possibly be, which means that people can get a little crazy, get a little overexcited for the deal of the century, or at least the deal of the moment.
And BlackFridayDeathCount.com is reporting only two injuries this year so far.
That's really good news. Like, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, to see that there's very, very little in the way of, you know, actual video of brawls, which normally there's probably like five.
One person was being treated for injuries after that brawl in Alabama, and then someone in Columbia, not sure which state, because there are several Columbias trying to open up the article, and it's not opening, but ABC 17 News. So, wherever that is.
According to KTRK in Houston, two people were injured in a shooting and a stabbing outside of Willowbrook Mall today. According to the police, one male was stabbed, another shot. The two men were involved in some kind of confrontation. It doesn't appear that there's a video of that one. But this is something that has been going on for a long time. I wonder when this first started. Was there a certain time when
Black Friday DeathCount.com goes back to 2006, 10 people injured in Southern California Black Friday mall stampede, and one person injured in Salt Lake in 2006, 2008. One worker died at a Long Island Walmart after being trampled. I'm sure you saw the video of where the person gets knocked over and nobody stops.
Yep.
They just all keep moving
forward. I don't understand how...
Trample.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to even imagine how somebody could be so oblivious. And obviously the entire crowd was. It must be some kind of...
Herd mentality.
Herd mentality of all they're doing is looking forward, just trying to focus on the deal. They're there to get the PlayStation 4.
But it's also one of those things of, if you're getting pushed from the back... You know, unless you move forward, you're falling over as well.
Yeah, and if everybody's packed in that tightly, maybe you can't even see the floor.
Right.
So then it's just you're stepping forward.
I stepped on something. Didn't feel like floor.
Right, you just crushed a human being because you wanted the Pyrex 28-piece set. You know?
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got some numbers, some initial results. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But there's an interesting piece here at the Daily Dot. Headline, it's time to stop gawking at viral Black Friday brawls.
Ian.
Written this year by Samantha Grasso. She says, I can remember as a child, maybe in middle school, sitting at the table and listening to my relatives talk about vicious Black Friday brawls and stampedes they had seen or heard about on the news. Their sentiments were shared by media commentators who argued these fights contradicted everything that Thanksgiving represented and were un-American. Black Friday denouncers argued that the people who partook in the shopping event were selfish, choosing to spend time and money on a commercialized holiday rather than with their families. Now, wait a minute. I see whole families going to Black Friday deals, so this is definitely a family event. I mean, certainly if you're going to get something secretive for one of your family members, obviously you don't want that person with you, but there's definitely groups and families
but
that go to this.
The Friday after Thanksgiving is not the holiday. The holiday was Thursday.
Well, now let's be clear. There were plenty of there are more places that are open on Thursday now than there were, say, a decade ago.
Right, but that's not a Black Friday shopping event.
Yes, it is.
That's
Let
a Black Thursday
the,
shopping event.
No, I'm sorry, but
this is a,
I have
this is
the Walmart
right here in the studio.
No, I've got the Walmart advertising
words
here,
Darryl. Mean things.
I agree
Ian,
with you.
Friday and Thursday, different days.
This is marketing. It doesn't know. They redefine things here. What does this say to you? Right on the front page of the Walmart circular that came out on Wednesday this week.
Black Friday begins Thursday at 6 p.m. Whoever wrote this is an idiot, needs to have a lobotomy, and should never work again in marketing because Thursday and Friday, different days.
Well, at Thursday at 6 p.m., it is technically Friday somewhere in the world.
Thursday at 1 a.m. because of the weird international dateline thing, it might be Friday somewhere.
Look, I agree with you. It's ridiculous to call Black Friday Thursday or Thursday Black Friday, but regardless, that's what's happening, and the madness is the same. It's just starting, you know, 12 hours earlier. It used to be that I used to work in retail when I was in Florida.
Yeah, it used to be like 6 o'clock on Friday morning.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. They'd throw the doors open. There'd be a huge line out front, and that's when things could get a little bit crazy.
And then a few years ago, and again, I don't remember exactly when, but some of the stores, you know, we're opening up at midnight.
That's right.
Start the Black Friday as soon as Friday begins.
Yep.
Midnight. And then roll it back, roll it back, roll it back.
On Thursday.
Pretty soon, Black Friday is going to start on Tuesday.
And Walmart.
And some idiot is still going to call it Black Friday.
Well, and Walmart was, let's see, last year, I think they also started it Thursday last year. I don't remember what year they began doing that, but yesterday they opened before 6 p.m. as well. So I'm not sure what time in the morning they opened, but it might have been regular opening time, because I figured they would be closed until 6, but no, they were actually open, as I understand it. I didn't actually go and see it for myself.
Yeah, I was there on Thursday way
before
6.
You're the one who told me that.
Yeah, they were definitely, it was sometime in the afternoon they were open.
Now, I drove by sometime in the afternoon as well, just kind of eyeballed the parking lot. I think I drove by at like 5 o'clock because I wanted to see if there was a line of people waiting out front. There was not, and that's because it's open, and they've come up with systems to, like, hand out coupons to people to kind of let them claim the thing that they want. The things that they're expecting are going to go fast, so, you know, the $200 PlayStation 4 or whatever the phone is that's on the front of the TV for 100, the like 39-inch TV for $125 or whatever. These things, you know, they're going to go. They're loss leaders.
Right.
They're selling them at
the below
cost. Things
are too good to be true.
Yeah, they're selling them at below cost in the hopes that they can get people to come in the doors and then buy other things.
While I'm here, might as well buy
whatever
junk.
Get your toothpaste or whatever it is you need. So they hand out these coupons, so there's not a mad rush for, like, the pallet full of TVs where people are grabbing and throwing.
Right.
So they kind of have security around the TV area or whatever it is that people are expected to go crazy over, and then you just have to present your ticket to the security agent in order to receive the TV. So they've come up with ways to put people in circumstances that lessen the propensity for violence. And
right.
So maybe some of those techniques are actually working. We're seeing fewer incidents this year, according to you, Darryl. You found a rundown on the internet so far, and I couldn't find very much when I was looking earlier.
Yeah, doing searches earlier for, you know, Black Friday top headlines, I was expecting to see, you know, brawl here, people injured, and all I was coming up with were numbers on how much more people are spending online.
We'll get into that coming up here, but is it time, as the Daily Dot argues, to stop gawking at viral Black Friday brawls? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but why? What's the difference between this and, say, watching wrestling, which is something that you do on a regular basis? More coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Black Friday edition of the program. The holiday shopping season officially has begun today. with, I believe, the Cyber Monday being kind of the next big milestone.
Yeah, and I've actually heard that they're calling it Cyber Week now, where the deals are supposed to go all week.
Okay. And, of course, people go a little crazy when they are put in conditions that, are, you get a great deal or what appears to be a great deal in front of you, and you've also got possibly hundreds of other people who want to get to that great deal. And that can result in some pushing, it can result in shoving, it can result in an out-and-out fights. And the Daily Dot asks the question, is it time? Or they say it's time. They're not even asking the question. Opinion piece from Samantha Grasso, it's time to stop gawking at viral Black Friday brawls. But of course, there's always online shopping options for you out there. You know, you don't have to go and deal with these crowds. There's always something online. In fact, lots of great deals online. I saw the PlayStation 4 for $200 at Walmart. Well, same price at Amazon, right? So there's, just a quick look online, you'll find all kinds of options. Now, if you do want to shop with Free Talk Live, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter, there's a Walmart link there, as a matter of fact, as well as Newegg and more. You enter through those links, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
And also from there, you can go to Save at Purse.
That's right.
And when you pay with cryptocurrency, Save at Purse until Monday is doing 10% off for the instant buy.
Very cool. So, yeah, plenty of great deals, and we'll tell you more about some of that a little bit later. But, yeah, saveatpurse.com, also a great way to buy if you've got crypto. And so the Daily Dot saying here that Black Friday brawls, they need, just don't pay attention to them. They're claiming here, quote, Black Friday denouncers argue that the people who partook in the shopping event were selfish, choosing to spend time and money on a commercialized holiday rather than with their families, and were shallow to risk their lives for a discount. Now, let's be clear. You're not risking your life for a discount when you go out to shop at Black Friday. We're talking about, I don't know how many millions of Americans going out there, and I don't know if this is a worldwide phenomenon. I think I do recall seeing some videos from the UK in recent years.
So it's been adopted by other countries,
But it's huge here, and so you're talking about thousands and thousands of stores, millions of shoppers.
Yep.
Of all of that, there's usually only a handful of viral videos. There's usually only a handful of, videos of people brawling, only a handful of reports. This year, there's even fewer than last year.
Black Friday, deathcount.com, going back again to 2006, they show 10 deaths. Of those, one of them...
Since 2006.
Since 2006.
Okay.
One of those was, they have three deaths that are not included that they list as honorable mentions. One was an employee suicide on Black Friday.
Hmm.
The other was a murder-suicide in a Nordstrom, also on Black Friday, but not listed in the tally, so they have honorable mention, and 107 injuries.
Right, and then you've got a situation like that they mentioned here, two men injured in a shooting and a stabbing at a Houston mall today. That may have had absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with a struggle over, a Santa Claus toy or whatever, right?
Right.
Or whatever the hot toy is, Tickle Me Elmo, whatever it is this year.
Right. So you had asked the question of what's the difference between these dumbass videos of dumbasses being dumbasses and professional wrestling?
Oh, no, I know what the difference is. I didn't ask you that question.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not ask that question. All I said was...
At the end of the segment, you said, is it time? And I said yes.
You said it was time to stop gawking at the Black Friday videos.
Right.
And I said, is there anything... Okay, I don't know exactly how I phrased it.
Is there anything different between that and pro wrestling?
Yeah,
I
know what the production value differences are, but I mean as far as
one is fantasy violence and the other is actual violence.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Both satisfy the same, drive. You want to see people fighting, right? Like the fight is
I don't know
generally,
about that.
No? Isn't that generally why people watch the wrestling, is for the actual fights? Or is it for the interstitial kind of in-between stuff?
But the one is, fake. The other is, It's real.
It's a combination of the stories plus the simulated competitiveness of, you know, will this guy be able to overcome the odds to win the match?
Sure.
Whereas with these videos, I don't care if somebody overcomes the mob to get that stupid 55-inch TV. Makes no difference to me. So if you're going to say that, you know, oh, well, these, you know, dumbasses fighting is the same as pro wrestling, okay, it's the same.
No.
I didn't say it was
the same. If you're going to say that,
that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah. Then you've got to say but nobody should go watch movies because, well, that's also...
You call it simulated, but there really are men throwing each other around in a ring. I mean, that's not simulated. They're simulating, they're deciding in advance who wins, who loses. They are, choreographing the fights.
It's the violence that's simulated, not the actions. Right. The actions are real, but...
Right,
the
actual, I said the simulated violence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're
right.
Very
like
well trained. People actually do wind up occasionally getting injured.
Hurt. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not saying that what they're doing isn't
the
real.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually happen because they're not actually intending to hurt each other.
That's correct. They are not intending to, but they are doing physical feats of what appear to be violent acts to one another for the purpose of satiating the people's lust for watching things like that.
And on the rating, they put FV for fantasy violence.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Do you know...
It's also fantasy violence when you watch every other television show that has violence in it.
Right.
It's not real when The Walking Dead shoot a bunch of zombies or whatever.
The dumbasses inside Walmart beating each other up over TV. That's not fantasy violence. That's actual violence.
I understand what you're saying, okay? But that doesn't convince me that the drive to see things like that is significantly different between the two things.
I don't want to see people actually get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I do want to see the competition.
Talk shows. It's the talk show situation. It's also violence. But it's a different kind of...
You mean like Jerry Springer?
Yeah, Jerry Springer. Perfect.
It's a different
kind of violence.
Tell me that's not the most watched portion of those shows. When it comes down to, when people are going to clip a portion of a Jerry Springer show, what part are they going to clip? Is it going to be
the part... When Gerardo gets hit in the face with the folding chair?
When anybody gets hit on, a show like that, that's what goes out. You know, when it comes to a NASCAR race, what part gets played the most? If somebody wrecks a car. Okay, so maybe you don't want that, Daryl, but there's a large number of people out there who are very interested in seeing things like this.
I think it's a different personality type that is going to go and look at one and be interested in one but not the other or vice versa.
Now, didn't you say during the break that you would actually be more interested in the Black Friday?
Oh, yeah. I think Bob the other day actually said after I came back from Walmart, we were talking about this, and he said he would actually be interested in going to Walmart to see the simulation.
See if it happens in real life.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But he would never watch
the
wrestling.
The point I never made fully earlier was that, when it comes to these things, they're very, very rare. You probably have a greater likelihood of slipping and falling and hurting yourself in your shower if you were to stay home from going out
to
Black
Friday. That's
actually
very common.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Again, online shopping, definitely the way to go when it comes to you don't have to waste your time waiting in a bunch of lines and stuff like that. In real life, you can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get your Blink home security system. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one camera. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Super easy to set up. You just need your Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet. And very, very simple and all battery operated with the exception of a little hub thing, which is the only thing that has a wire on it. Very easy to get set up. Even Mark, one of our regular co-hosts, was done in about 10 minutes. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Black Friday fights, which this year appear to be muted. They appear to be down from previous years, which is definitely good news. But to act as though there's some sort of risk going out and shopping on Black Friday that you're going to, you know, risk death in order to get a discount.
Technically, ridiculous. You risk death whenever you leave your house because somebody always winds up getting hit by Sarah in Albuquerque always calls in to remind us of people getting run over
but
by cars.
But you're risking death even at your house. So, yes, it is. You're always taking risks.
You're risking death by waking up.
Correct.
Life is a risk.
Yeah, correct. And then, Daryl, you took personal offense to the idea that I tried to compare Black Friday fights to one of your favorite sports, which is professional wrestling.
Yes.
Maybe I should have compared it to professional boxing, which, from what I can tell, I mean, there are some allegations that some boxing matches get thrown, but those seem to be not so simulated violence, right? Like, those are generally pretty legit, like men punching each other in the head.
Right.
Correct? And yet that fills stadiums full of people who are willing to pay, you know, however many, $60, $70, I don't know, $100. I don't know what these tickets cost to these things.
$100 would be a really good seat at a match involving two guys you've never heard of.
Oh, really?
Would probably not get you in the door for, say, the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight. There is one of the professional wrestlers that I can't stand made sure that he posted on Twitter he spent $10,000 for a front row seat.
Wow. So the Daily Dot says it's time to stop gawking at Black Friday brawls. It says here that this extremely privileged opinion of Black Friday could not be more wrong. The four-day shopping spree with stores opening up just hours after Thanksgiving dinner and extending through the weekend and into Cyber Monday completely embodies American values from our celebration of capitalism down to the fact that people who are well off enough financially can stick up their noses at those who aren't.
I would say that it embodies consumerism,
For sure.
Which is, you know, just buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff.
Who cares?
Well, obviously this person has a political agenda that's writing this piece here. They say, not to mention we may choose to believe Thanksgiving is rooted in giving thanks, but that is a revisionist history of the holiday's gruesome origin. Now, I'm not sure what they're linking to here. I'm going to find out what they call revisionist history here in a few moments. But let's move on. Isolated, this snooty, pretentious opinion of Black Friday shopping is best and worst exemplified by viral videos of Black Friday fights, resulting in everything from heated emotions to injury and death. Which is why this year we aren't sharing viral videos of Black Friday fights. We won't be gawking at photos of people lining up for a store's opening, nor calling a violent encounter hilarious, and neither should you. To be clear, this advice is most definitely hypocritical. The Daily Dot has published posts making fun of, quote, horrifying and hilarious scenes from Black Friday, unquote, before. But the stance is genuine nonetheless. From a privileged position, it's extremely easy to watch a viral video of a holiday shopping fight, laugh, and then share the video yourself. You're unaffected by this video, and it feels good to assure yourself that you and the people in these videos are not alike. Now, there's more, but I want to stop there and talk about the idea that the only people who would share these videos are privileged.
I want to present you Exhibit A, bum fights, and Exhibit B, world star hip hop.
Yeah, world stars are probably a much more current example. Bum fights may go back beyond some of our listeners' memories, but bum fights was a video like DVD or VHS or something more than a decade ago, because I remember we talked about it in the earliest days of doing this show back when we started in like 2002, that range. Bum fights was where they actually hired homeless men, drug addicts, you know, alcohol, winos, to fight one another because, well, these men will do anything for $10, basically. And then they would video record those bum fights, and then they proceeded to sell the videos online. But nowadays you've got World Star, which is kind of this brand of street violence videos? I mean, what exactly is World Star? Does it do anything else? I've never even looked further to say, is this a record label? I mean, what exactly is World Star?
I don't know other than, you know,
isn't it World Star Hip Hop?
World Star Hip Hop, so
so it's got to be like a record label that's using viral violent videos.
Doing a very quick search here. Google says World Star Hip Hop is a content aggregation video blog founded in 2005. The site averages about 500,000 unique visits a day.
Wow.
The 342nd most traffic site in the United States.
And I wonder, is it all just street violence? People fighting on a subway, people fighting, you know, in a store or whatever?
That's what I'm aware of is, you know, just like, you know, basically it's bum fights minus the money.
Right. Yeah. Just things that people caught in real life, just shocking, you know, examples of violence and stupidity. And the fact is there's all kinds of people who share those videos. People from all economic strata, not just so-called privileged people, as this person suggests. I mean, anybody who, you know, look at the breakdown of fans of whatever sport we're talking about that involve violence, you're going to find people across a spectrum. Whether they can afford the front row seats or not is another question.
Right. And Wikipedia says that World Star Hip Hop features videos of fights caught on video, music videos, and assorted content targeting a young audience.
Okay,
somebody refers to it as quote unquote CNN of the ghetto. Their words, not mine.
Back to the story here from the Daily Dot. But this privilege, they claim, is what reveals the core issue of those gross videos being circulated for the consumption of hundreds of thousands of hungry eyes. They're classist, voyeuristic, and self-serving. When we watch people fighting for and getting injured over TVs or gaming consoles, we're not passive bystanders watching a group of mad, mindless people. We instead act as aristocracy, demanding to be entertained by people who are only trying to provide their families with gifts that, without these Black Friday through Monday, Cyber Monday discounts, they might not be able to provide otherwise. So, again, this person truly, whoever's writing this article here, is... Let's see here, Samantha Grasso. She truly believes that the only people who participate in Black Friday are the poorest of the poor. Now, there may be, you know, some, if you were to take a cross-section of who goes to Walmart or Target or whatever on these particular days and get their economic data about who they are and, you know, what they do for a living and their demographics and all that, how much money they make, you may find that the super upper crust aren't generally participating.
They've got people to do that for them.
Yeah, right.
So, Bill Gates doesn't go buy groceries. He has people that do that for him.
So you may find that to be the case, but you're going to find people in middle class and probably upper middle class and lower middle class and poor. And, like, most of the economic strata are going to be going to these things.
And the poor aren't going to be buying, well, I saw like a 70-inch TV for close to $1,000 inside Target.
Okay.
A poor person isn't buying that because a poor person doesn't have more than $400 to scrap together. That's not me being an a-hole.
No.
That's me citing statistics.
Yeah, but you're also not really understanding what makes some poor people poor is they have terrible financial habits, so they'll put it on a credit card and then make the minimum payment for the next 20 years on that TV. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, Black Friday edition of the show. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You can just dial on in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
More about Black Friday on the way. Somebody over at the Daily Dot says it's time to stop gawking at viral Black Friday brawls. But are the reasons they're citing the reasons why it's time to stop looking? They might get into a better argument here in moments. We'll share that with you coming up. But you can also share your thoughts with us online on the Free Talk Live forum, where we've had dozens of people sign up within the last couple of weeks. And, well, that's because we've been bribing them with $2 of Bitcoin cash.
But not everybody that joined has joined only to get your bribe.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how many people will continue to post after having received the $2 in free Bitcoin cash. There's about 20 or so more positions. So Roger Beer and I were offering $2 total in Bitcoin cash, a dollar from Roger, a dollar from my side. And there were over 75 people who've already collected that. We offered 100 of them, so there's just over 20 remaining, I think, at this point. So if you want to, if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin cash, this is the easiest way to do it. You just go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get registered there. You have to post an introduction post, which is pretty easy to do, and then we'll approve you. And then you can post to the Bitcoin thread, the Bitcoin cash thread, post your wallet address, your Bitcoin cash wallet ID, and then when I get around to it, I will do a bunch of them in a batch and send it over your way. So head over to forum.freetalklive.com. And there are other forums there. There's like the New Hampshire Libertarians Forum and CopBlock and, you know, some other things, including the New Hampshire Cryptocurrency forums as well.
And several of the podcasters that are members of the forum have sub-forums as well.
That's true. So head on over to forum.freetalklive.com. All right, so the argument here so far from the Daily Dot and their author, Samantha Grasso, they're claiming they're no longer going to do as they had done in the past. In the past, the Daily Dot has posted horrifying and hilarious scenes from Black Friday. Those kind of stories with roundups of the various different
videos. I wouldn't say hilarious, but
that was their headline.
Yep,
that was their headline. And she's saying that they're better than that now. Now they're going to look down their nose at anybody who does post those videos. And they are claiming that they believe that the people who go to Black Friday are all just across the board poor, desperate people who are being taken advantage of every time somebody watches a video of those people fighting. Now, I don't believe for a moment that only poor people go to Black Friday.
Right.
Don't buy that for a moment. And I've been to Black Fridays before, and I've seen the, you know, the kinds of people that are there. And there's a variety of, you know, at least by appearance. Obviously, you can't,
right.
You shouldn't judge by appearance, but sometimes that's all you got. There's families, there's individuals, and some people just can't pass up a good deal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's poor people out there for sure that are they're doing it, but it's there's also a middle class that you know, if you're gonna call the middle class poor, some of these people are in major debt. Like you can have a really nice house and still have a lot of debt.
Yep, that's definitely true.
You know, people making $60,000 plus a year, and certainly they're not necessarily the brightest tools in the shed, but. You know, to say it's only poor people, I think, is a little ridiculous. I've known people on both sides of the spectrum, both middle class and people who are...
Who go to Black Friday.
Yeah, poorer people, I mean.
You had asked earlier of when did this all begin, and the website...
The craze, the fights.
Right, the website blackfridaydeathcount.com only goes back to 2006, but I'm starting to vaguely recall some fights over Tickle Me Elmos in the late 90s.
Yeah, that would have been like 97, 98.
Those weren't Black Friday.
They had Black Friday back then.
I thought Black Friday was a little bit more recent than that.
No. Black Friday's been a thing
like the late 90s
for
decades.
Decades.
Has it?
Yes. It's the day, they call it Black Friday. We haven't mentioned this yet, but they call it Black Friday because, and I don't know how true it is.
Oh, yeah.
But they
decades.
Get back, they get
that,
into.
That would be the 90s, late 90s.
No, it goes much
further
than that. They call it Black Friday because it's the first day of the holiday shopping season, and there's so much shopping that happens that it pushes the retailer into the black. That the retailer supposedly has been running in the red up until Black Friday. That's where the name comes from.
Wikipedia says that it goes back to 1952.
Yeah.
I
believe it. Now, obviously, it probably wasn't as big
in
1952.
I kind of want to say something changed at some point in the 90s, maybe.
Consumerism. And
no, we just came of age in that time, and we're all in our mid to late 30s here.
Right.
And so the late 90s would have been when we were late teens, basically, and so you're more aware of the world around you as a teenager than you would have been in 1987
or something like that,
when the very same things might have been happening. But and also, the other thing that's here's something else that's changed
technology. The Monday thing is more recent.
Cyber Monday is very
post.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
That would be post probably 2004. I bet Cyber Monday doesn't go back much more than a decade or a decade and a half. I bet that doesn't even reach the 90s. That's that new. But something else that's changed between the 70s, 80s, and 90s and now, as of the aughts, now everybody's got a camera. Now everybody standing in that line. Which, those lines have existed for decades, but now everybody can document what's actually going on. So, it may appear now that there's more incidents or that there's more fights, but maybe there was just as many back in, you know, the 1980s. It's just that it perhaps didn't get reported as widely. I mean, even if a report happened, let's say somebody got into a brawl in New Jersey where you might have been living at the time, maybe it would have made the local paper. But it sure wouldn't have made the AP wire.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It wouldn't have gotten the same kind of spread. That
it wouldn't have gone viral.
It couldn't have.
It couldn't have.
Right. It couldn't have.
And Cyber Monday goes back to 2005.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, okay. So that would make sense because
so
I was thinking late 90s at the latest. And yeah, it was. And I was thinking even a little later than that.
So back to the story here. This is the Daily Dot's opinion. The people in these videos aren't crazed, material-obsessed shoppers, but are actually people pushed to partake in this mass shopping event because they live in a capitalist country where the latest toys, games, and electronics are immediately purchasable for some families, but luxury items to others.
And what about the socialist countries? We see that every day. Venezuela?
Yeah, in Venezuela, you've literally got people in line for 8 hours at a time trying to get some toothpaste, if they're lucky.
So, pulling up a little bit more info on Black Friday, They say here that between 1993 to 2001, Black Friday ranked between the 5th to 10th busiest shopping day of the year, with the last Saturday before Christmas taking first place.
Ah.
In 2003, Black Friday became the busiest shopping day of the year.
This has retained that
position every year since, with the exception of 2004, when it ranked second to the Saturday before Christmas.
So there was a change.
There was.
Like, the Black Friday of the old is not the same thing as the Black Friday of the, you know, modern,
right,
you know, the last 20 years.
Interesting. So.
That probably is what happened. It just became more of a thing.
While the poverty rate, they claim, has fallen in recent years, 12.7% of Americans, 48.6 million people, lived in poverty in 2016, according to the U.S. Census. Now, let's be clear. Poverty in the United States isn't exactly the same as poverty in, North Africa or something.
Venezuela.
Yeah. In the United States, people who are considered to be poor likely have more than one television set. They likely have air conditioning and heating.
They have
and
a much better standard of living than rich people in even rich people in a lot of countries around the world today.
Sure. Now, when they say here, when it comes down to it, giving gifts is always, it's always the thought that counts, but it's messed up to think that poorer families aren't allowed to even want to purchase more expensive gifts at a discount. Well, why would somebody think that poorer families aren't allowed to want those things? It shouldn't come, says the author, to fighting over a sale item for people to be able to provide gifts for their families. It doesn't have to come to that. And in most places, it doesn't at all. The fact is, most places don't have fights. Most places, the supermajority of them, don't have viral videos coming out of them. 99.999% of every single Black Friday shopping event is relatively calm and orderly and without any fighting whatsoever.
I would dare say that 99.9% of the times when there's some big, huge blockbuster video game that comes out, they have very orderly thing. You show up to the GameStop, and there's some employee going by at like 11 o'clock handing out vouchers to the first 75 people or however many. There might be some store somewhere that's poorly run where, I forgot to hand out the voucher things. And then two nerds get into a fight over the Star Wars Trek game.
It doesn't have to come to a fight. In most cases, it doesn't. And in order to provide gifts for your family, you certainly don't have to go to Black Friday. I mean, what a ridiculous premise. There's only one good point that she makes here, and I'll share that coming up in moments. Our number two is on the way. And then you've got some numbers about the initial results from Black Friday. And you can share your thoughts with us. Maybe you were out there today. What was it like?
Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.